Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas, on this Monday, June 4th, 2012. Now, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericbesttalk@gmail.com. Now, today, I think we have a very, very interesting subject, and hopefully I can get some input from the listeners today and tell me what you think. And today's topic is going to be sex. Are you really satisfying your partner? Now, but before we go ahead and get into our topic, we're going to go ahead and do it like we normally do on a daily basis and talk about the NBA playoffs. Now, before the weekend started, yeah, San Antonio and the Miami Heat up 2-0. Well, it's Monday, y'all, and guess what? Each series are tied 2 games apiece. So the question leaves, who's going to win on the other team's court? Because somebody's going to have to win in order to make it to the finals. Should be interesting. I'm still saying both of them going in four. My picks are Oklahoma City and the Boston Celtics. That's what I believe in. All right. Now, you know, usually I don't want to talk about football right now because it's still a little ways off. But I just something happened this weekend. I got to say it. Justin Blackmon. What the hell is going on with you? What you thinking about, guy? You know, you were drafted number 5 in the NFL draft. Number 5. You haven't signed a contract yet, guy. But yet you're going to get picked up for a DUI? Really? Is that a bonehead move or what? I said that move right there cost that guy, what, say maybe $1, $2 million? Just on a dumb move like that. Okay, y'all say, yeah, he's 22 years old. He make mistakes. But really? You just cost yourself some money, guy. Let's be smart. No, ride with somebody or something. Don't get behind the car and drive. That's wrong from the beginning anyway. But hopefully he'll learn from it. He's supposed to go to court today, so hopefully we'll learn. He'll learn from it. But he did cost himself some money. If I was the Jaguars, I sure would make him pay for it. That's all I'm saying. Now, since we got that out of the way, let's go on and get on our topic today. Sex, are you really satisfying your partner? Now, I know that word caught your, that word sex caught your attention, and it should have. That's why I was there. But, you know, there's more things to just the physical act of sex. You know, I'm sure, you know, if there was a poll done to ask you, ask the majority of you, if you satisfied your partner sexually, or, you know, or as they say, during lovemaking, most of you probably say, yes, I do. But my question is, what makes you so sure of that? You know, when was the last time you and your partner actually sat down and talked about the action in the bedroom? You know, or do you both just assume that everything is good? And there's no room for improvement. It is what it is. As they say, the status quo. No, well, today, we are going to try and help, you know, first maybe spice up or just give a little insight to what it is to actually satisfy your partner in the bedroom, even out of the bedroom. You know, so Let's go on and get into it and see what we can come up with. Once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, when it comes to actually making love to your partner, you know, it's more than just that physical part of it. You know, as far as the physical part, you know, that should be the culmination. You know, that should be the coup de grace of the whole process. However, you know, you should, it is my belief that you should start off by making love to your partner's mind. You know, how many of you actually realize that you can actually make love to your partner without laying a hand on them? If you really, really want to make love to your partner and you know what you're doing, it can be done. You know, a lot of people think, you know, it starts in the bedroom. Well, no, it starts well before the bedroom. You know, love making is as emotional as it is physical. And that's a very true statement. If you really, really want to think about it, it is more emotional than it is physical. Now, don't get me wrong, the physical part is great. But if you don't have that emotional part, it may be so-so. Without the emotional part is what puts it over the top. You know, it what makes it the great love-making that you have. You know, because you and your partner are in sync with each other. You know, so basically what I'm saying is before either one of you can be truly satisfied with the physical part of it, you got to have the emotional connection with each other. You know, that emotional thing is a powerful thing. You know, it really makes you want to be with that person. You know, do whatever you can do to please that individual. Just get out there and just love them and love them. But that's what the emotional part is. You know, a lot of us get stuck in the physical part, you know, or the eye candy, as I call it. You know, that's all we see is the eye candy. We don't make that effort to get to the emotional part of it. You know, make love to that mind. Make love to that soul. So with that, if you're doing that, then the rest of it is easy. It's easy. You know, there are a lot of you out there that think only women can get to the emotional part of lovemaking. But I'm here to tell you, men think about the same thing. We want to get to that emotional part too. We may not show it or tell it, but we want to get to it too. Because we understand in our own little feeble ways that's what it takes. That is what it takes. Now, if one partner is involved emotionally and the other one isn't, then there's a problem. Somebody's not getting satisfied out or in the bedroom. And that's when the little problems come up that you never think about. You know, the emotional thing. You know, that what leads to a great physical thing. You know, you got to have that connection. Without that connection, then you're just out there. And so basically you're going through the motions. You know, you just have to get what you're gonna get, and that's about it. You know, the heck with everybody else. Do what you gotta do. But that's not the way it should be. If you are really into satisfying your partner, your soulmate, your significant other, your boo, you know, whatever you're calling them. Once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or you email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, we're going to go a little bit, we're going to talk about the love making part of it. You know, a lot of people think it starts in the bedroom with foreplay. Well, you know, that word foreplay can be kind of deceiving for a lot of folk, a lot of people. You know, because foreplay just doesn't mean in the bedroom. Actually, when it comes to lovemaking, the foreplay part of it should start well before you hit the sack. Well before you hit the sack. You know, it should start. It should constantly be going on, really. You know, that is something that, you know, you don't have to be in a certain area or a certain position. You know, foreplay can go on constantly. Constantly. If you're trying to make love to that emotional bond. You know, or, you know, if you're one of those people that, okay, I just go through it, you know, for the week, you know, a day or hours before I want to actually have the physical part of the lovemaking, well, that's fine, too. That's what you want to do. But if you really, really want to satisfy your partner, the foreplay should be a constant thing. Constant. You know, you should have, if it just takes leaving a little sexy note here, you know, walking up and maybe, you know, hugging, kissing, you know, sending little sexy messages over the phone to each other. You know, having a special breakfast every now and then, just the two of you sitting down and talking can be foreplay. Just depends on what the emotional bond is. But what I'm trying to say is that type of foreplay like that, you're making love to the mind, the soul. You're creating that emotional bond between the two of you. You know, a lot of people think when you say foreplay, they talking about the big things, you know, the roses and candlelight dinners and blah, blah, and blue, blue. That's fine. Don't get me wrong. But it's the little things. It's the little things that gets that emotional bond going. You know, it's the little thing, the little bit of foreplay that you may not even consider it foreplay. And you know what? That's great. Because that means you have made it a habit. But that's a good thing because you are actually going ahead and doing foreplay, and it's second nature now. So you are constantly keeping that emotional stream, emotional connection going between you and your mate. And that's what lovemaking is about. That's how you get it started. That's how you get it started. You know, a little nudge here, you know, a little pinch here, or just a certain look. You know, that what helps get the mood going. You know, that what helps get that emotional bond building a little bit better. You know, that's how you start making love to your significant other. You haven't touched them yet, but yet you have set the stage already for the lovemaking. You have begun the process by getting that emotional connection going. No, it's easy if you really think about it. Everyone that had that certain person that they say was my soulmate or I really loved them and blah, blah, and blue, blue. But for you to say that, there had to be some kind of emotional connection there. Whether you want to realize it or not, you may think about it later and say, you know what, you may be right. But there was. You know, but, you know, back when you were younger, you used to think of things. You'd call in the middle of the day, you know, maybe say a little, you know, frisky saying or, you know, wink or, you know, just little things like that. But you're setting the stage. Now, you are actually doing the foreplay, but you haven't laid a hand on them yet. You still have your clothes on. You're not even in the same area, but yet you have started foreplay. You're setting the mood. You're getting that emotional bond going. And that's what making love or making sure your partner is satisfied is all about. Once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622 or email me at ericleftalk@gmail.com. You know, now you set the stage with the emotional, the foreplay on the emotional side of it. So that's good. You know, so y'all got your connection going. You know, everybody feeling good toward each other. So now you're coming home. You know, and once you get home, even though you've done it all day long, you have to continue. Have to continue. You know, stop for a moment. Give her a passionate kiss. Give him a passionate kiss. You know, continue. Let the anticipation build. You know, a lot of lovemaking is also anticipation. You know, before you get to the physical corner and want to sign and close the deal. Now, let me get to something else. Now, once you know, I'm talking about foreplay, but. You know, foreplay is good because it helps loosen the emotions up, you know, loosen your tensions a little bit. It also shows your mate that you are intent and you want to please them. You know, now, you've played, you done made love to the mind, you know, the emotions are going. You know, now you're ready to try and finish it up with the physical part. You know, now, here we go. You still must have foreplay. It's just, I mean, you have to arouse your partner, the body. There's many erotic zones on the human body that just really awakens with foreplay. It really does. You know, if you want to know, you just, you know, go and read up on it. Just look at a little education on it. However, you know, once it comes to the physical part, you have to be careful with foreplay. Because in some instances, you can do a little bit too much foreplay and kill. You know, and kill the mood. And that's not a good thing. And so what you work all day or all week to do, all of a sudden, you basically got to start up now because you went too far with the physical part of it. Now, pay attention to your partner's body. You know, the breathing. You know, how they respond to your touch, your kiss. You know, you have to pay attention to those things and respond accordingly. You know, that's all involved in the lovemaking, that is pleasing your partner. But you have to pay attention and be aware. And that goes all the way back to the emotional side of the house. With that emotional connection, you can tell these things. You can feel these different things. You know, and that takes stress off, and you begin, y'all begin the work together. You know, and there's another thing we do. I do apologize for that. We're going to have to talk to the technical team and see what's going on with that. But anyway, as I was saying, you know, once we get into the bedroom, there's certain things each of us have that we do very well. Very well, and we know we do it good. That's not a big secret. However, what you The mistake that a lot of us make is we depend on that one move every time. You know, as a lover trying to please your partner, you can't just do that. You have to be flexible. You have to continue to try and make yourselves better. No, think of it as furthering the education, you know, for a promotion. You know, the more you learn, the better your performance will be. The better the emotional bond would be, the better the lawmaking would be. Hey, if you're even in doubt, ask your partner. They'll tell you. Now, once again, if you want to join in the conversation, dial in at 347-838-8622 or hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, if you can't handle the truth, that's fine, too. Well, you may have to put that sensitivity away for a moment so y'all can get that emotional bond and you know, get together and figure out what is going to make your lovemaking session successful, pleasurable for the both of you, not just one. Not just one. If only one partner is being satisfied or happy, then there's a problem. There's a problem somewhere. There's a problem there. Because it should be both ways, not just one. It should be both ways. Both ways. You know, change up your routine. No, change it up. No, get away from that every third night at 11 o'clock, 10-minute sex routine. You know, where's the emotional bond in that? You already know it's going to happen, so okay, let me go and get this out of the way. Now, as Celie said in Core Purple, let me go on and do my business, or let him go on and do his business. There's no emotional bond there. Hey, you just like lay down, okay, bye. Okay, I'm through. Everybody roll over and go to sleep. That's not pleasing anybody. I doubt if you're even getting satisfaction out of that. Because it has turned into more of a job instead of a pleasurable experience, which is, should be something that both of you are striving for. But all that goes back to the beginning when I was talking about that emotional bond, the foreplay. Now, you'd be surprised how much you can learn from your partner just between that emotional bond and the foreplay. You know, it doesn't always have to be in the same room. It don't even have to be in the same house. You know, try different positions. You know, let your imagination run free. Remember when you were a teenager, you used to always come up with these great ideas of what you're going to do and blah, you know, and how you're going to do it? Well, use some of that imagination now that you're an adult. You know, do what you have to do to get that emotional bond together, to make your lovemaking an outstanding thing, something you look forward to. And with that emotional bond, the foreplay, and the actual culmination of the physical act, you should never not want to be with each other. You know, that emotional bond will make you want to think about them all day, even when you're at work. Now, just the thought will get you all aroused. You know, get you a little moist, get you a little erect. Now, just thinking about it, because you got that emotional bond. You know, you using that foreplay without the actual physical touch to make them think about you, make them want you. Make them think about ways to please you. You know, that's where that emotional bond comes in. That's where the foreplay comes in. And I'm talking about without even laying a hand on them. Now, that's how you go about pleasing your partner. It's not all about the physical aspect of it. Like I said before, the physical part is great. That's wonderful. You can't beat that. But in order to make it the experience that it should be, you have to work on the other parts of it. So believe it or not, lovemaking starts in the mind. It starts in your mind, your partner's mind. You know, if you concentrate on making love to them like that, then whew, the rest is easy. The rest is easy. It's really not a hard thing. But you have to make the effort to learn what your partner wants. Your partner has to be able to tell you what they want without you getting upset. So you have to have that emotional connection. If you get that emotional connection going, you're good. But you still have to work to keep it. Don't just get there and be content. Continue to work on it. Make it stronger. You're thinking of coming up with new ways to tweak it, you know, make it just stand out a little bit more. So that's all you have to do. That's how you please your partner. That's how you please your partner, because you're making love to the mind, the soul, and the body. They all go together. It's just not a one entity thing. It's a combination of the three. And if you work toward mastering all three of them, whoo, come out something outstanding. You have it going on, as they like to say. Just give us some thought tonight. When you, in fact, you know, you thinking about this, call your partner and tell them a little something sweet and see what the effects are. And just work on that. Think about it. You really would be surprised. Well, that's the show for today, people. I hope you enjoyed it. Because I do appreciate you listening in. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And join me tomorrow when our topic is going to be sex, how to make foreplay work for you. Hey, enjoy. I'll see you here tomorrow on Let's Talk. I'm out of here.